Report confirms the mess you thought it was. Hastings District, Hawke's Bay Regional Councils have been squarely blamed for last year's water contamination shambles in Havelock North. Report released yesterday says the two councils had a dysfunctional relationship, missed opportunities that could have prevented the outbreak. 5,000 locals got crook when campylobacter made its way into the water supply. Havelock North resident Scott Kelly was one of those, still suffers from the side effects today, and he's with us. Scott, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Mike. Good morning to your listeners.
So the report you would not be remotely surprised at?
No, Mike, definitely not. We pretty much knew what this outcome was going to be from the start, Michael. For me, it's been a tragic 6-8 months for me, Mike. I've had... I got admitted on the second day, in there for 4 weeks, nil by mouth, lost 11 kgs, just had an operation in January to move a section of my bowel from the campylobacter. The whole thing, right from the start, Mike, from the delay of telling the public, from the first instance, right through to now, I've had no communication with Mr. Yule, anyone from the council at all, no sympathy, no how you're feeling, how you're going. It's just absolutely appalling.
Would if I rounded up 100 people in the local area, would most of them agree with what you're saying?
Oh, it'd be more than that, Mike. I mean, Mr. Yule's running for the Tukituk candidacy. I don't think he's going to get many votes from the Havelock North resident people.
Was this dysfunction that they talk about in the report between the two councils, is that evident the rest of the time? Is that something that's talked about on a regular basis, or has this surprised everybody?
I think it surprised everyone, Mike, but at the end of the day, being a big organisation like they are, it was a foregone conclusion. Pretty much for us.
This is just another report that says systemic failure, all the usual nonsense. What should happen?
From my point of view, what should happen? People that were really sick and have been debilitated from this outbreak or this disease should be compensated in some way. I've had 4 months, 5 months off work and still suffering now. As I said, in January, just had an operation. So, yeah, for me, emotionally, physically, mentally, it's just been a nightmare.
Well, I wish you the best, Scott. Appreciate your time this morning very much. Scott Kelly. And you can have some sympathy with him, can't you? And didn't you know where that report was going to go, eh?